The extended family of Abdel Fattah al-Shrafi is setting up a tent in the Maghaza refugee camp. They just arrived here after fleeing Rafah. It's their second displacement since the October 7th Hamas attack and Israel's ensuing war in Gaza. The family was first displaced from northern Gaza. Abdel Fattah al-Shrafi is a 65-year-old grandfather. He told Pacifica that the family does not know where to go.
We arrived here today after they dropped leaflets telling us to leave Rafah for Deir al-Bala or to Mawasi areas 4 or 5 days ago. We didn't find any spaces available there, so we came here to Maghazi. We went to my son's place near Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Bala, but there was no room because my son and 50 other people live in just one tent.
Abdel Fattah's family is now seeking safety within an UNRWA, United Nations Relief Agency run school for girls. Widad is Abdel Fattah's wife.
There is no safety at all. Even when I am sleeping, I do not feel safe. Before we left Rafah, we witnessed shelling and bombardments around, and this had terribly disturbed us and our children.
But UNRWA no longer staffs the school after Israeli forces invaded the Maghazi refugee camp. The UN has not returned to the facility, abandoning it. The school is now being used as a shelter for dozens of displaced families, including Abdel Fattah's daughter-in-law and her family. Zuzu al-Shrafi is among the displaced residents now sheltering at the school. She is from the Jabalia refugee camp.
برغم هيك انه الوكاله الانوروا مش راضي تعترف في هاي المدرسه ومش راضين يعترفوا فيها طب احنا
This school where we've been taking shelter has not been recognized by UNRWA since the last invasion when Israeli forces shelled the school and invaded it. Why should we go to other recognized schools when all schools are crowded and have no room for us? We demand UNRWA recognize us and supply power and water at least.
Since Israel began the ground invasion in the southern city of Rafah, thousands of Palestinian families have sought safe shelter in the middle area. Many displaced families from Rafah have erected their own tents on privately owned farmlands in the middle area of Gaza Strip. The majority of displaced families are people from northern Gaza and Gaza City. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.